Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and thanks for joining me for another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. We're counting down to the show, and I like to focus on companies that are doing some cool things that you need to make sure you stop by, because you know, there's 900 booths and you can only probably do 25 or 30 in a day. Thomas Schultz, who's a senior business manager from Analog Devices. How you doing, Thomas?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. It is true. You can only spend so much time in a booth, and you can only handle so many booths. So trying to put together a list of great companies to go see, and you're one of them. Icron is owned by ADI now, Analog Devices. Icron.com, still the website. And, you know, you're known for making like glue, signal routing, distribution products, things like that, USB devices, USB extension.
A lot of USB.
Are you taking advantage of like the ability to send USB like super long distances nowadays?
Oh yeah. We've been doing that for years. I think our record is over 1,000 kilometers over fiber. Like dam security in Netherlands or something. It was crazy. People find all sorts of weird stuff for USB, and we're happy to make that connection.
Well, you know, nowadays with UC applications, it's becoming more popular to put more than one camera in a room. And that first camera is easy to do, right? You can do short distance to the computer or to compute device. That second camera becomes tougher. What do you suggest for USB extension? What's your next gen USB-C extension device right now?
Oh man. So for that application specifically, you got a couple of choices. Our latest product for extension specifically is what we call the Raven 3204C. And that is actually the first product that can go USB 3 extension over a network. So 10 gig network, like you would pair with SDVoE. You can supplement our boxes on there and do 10 gig routing for the USB signal. With our controls, you can switch the camera routing. So if you wanted to do a different angle, or even for high impact spaces, divisible rooms and stuff, you can route the USB in that fashion. So
that's pretty, that's creative. I didn't realize you could do that across the network as well. Like I said, you're going to be in the Central Hall 8949. You're one of those companies that everyone's going to eventually use because of the fact that USB is becoming prolific in every.
We're pretty ubiquitous. I would say.
So what, tell me what business has been like over the last couple of years as we've opened back up and people are putting multiple cameras and they're all controlled USB, right?
Oh, I mean,
they're
all
distributed that way.
Exactly. It's been really good for Icron. I'm not going to lie. We've made a lot of cool products in the time and we've seen our sales really, really go up, right? As long with those UCC applications, you know, Type-C really, if you want that 4K USB 3, it goes 1 meter and that's barely enough to get across the table these days. So extension's super important, even more than it was 5 years ago. So,
And what about KVM? Because we see what used to be relegated to command and control centers. Now network operation centers are everywhere, even monitoring social media command centers and IT departments using them. About that? Do you still do KVM?
We do a bit of KVM, most of our KVM is actually more focused in the industrial medical spaces. We have a product called the Maverick 63104, and what it does is USB 3 and DisplayPort 4K extension. That goes across. It's a more of a point-to-point solution, but we have success in those markets there with that product.
Excellent. Cool. And then what about matrix switching of, you know, multiple signals?
Oh, yeah. So we have a new product. We call it the Polaris 7044. It is a USB 3 matrix switch, one of the few, if not the only.
I haven't seen a USB 3 matrix switch yet.
Yeah, they're pretty rare. So ours is basically you've got four inputs, four outputs, and you can tie any one input to any one output, or you can go 1 to 2, 1 to 4, whatever, right? So instead of what you typically have, which is one host gets all the devices, this one gives you that flexibility that you really need, especially, again, for those high impact spaces, divisible rooms. That's really where we focus these products on.
Well, how do you do the handshaking of managing which device to which device? Because it's more than video in this case, right?
Well, in this case, it's just USB data. So we're just managing, you know, the USB 3 negotiation and such, USB 2. It's quite a series of chips in there. We've managed to get a really nice control scheme going on. Being part of ADI itself, we have access to a lot of really cool multiplex RF solutions, and we can leverage those in this box, and that's what we've done today. We've got a cool little GUI that can go in and some APIs. It gives you more insight than anyone can as well. So you can actually see like the reported speed of the device. You can troubleshoot remotely, which we think is pretty huge, instead of having to like walk over 90% of the time with USB devices, when they get stuck, you just needed to go and unplug it.
Yeah.
Right. This one, you can just hit a button and it just solves the problem for you. So
that's
and
really
even tells you and tells you when it's wrong, right? Like, oh no, my Logitech camera is not USB 3 anymore. Right. It'll pop up and say, hey, that's wrong.
Yeah. And is there anything else you're going to be showing at Infocom we should cover?
Oh yeah. So the big cool thing we've been working for years on is what I'd say is true USB-C extension. So right now, if I have USB-C extension in the market, it's USB 2 and a video solution, right? And that video solution is 4K. That's great. But what we've got and we've been working for a couple of years on is 4K 60 with USB 3, backwards compatible to 2, over point-to-point or network on a single cable.
And what is that product called?
It doesn't have a name yet. It's a technology.
Okay. So this is what you're going to demo.
This is our big demo this year. We're really excited to show it. Our engineers been working really hard on this product, so we're excited to finally show it. We call it Arbutus. So it's a Vancouver thing. It's a Vancouver place.
Yeah.
We're from Vancouver. So we like to name everything Vancouverized things. Pretty soon we'll have a Canucks product. I don't know. they win the Stanley Cup, right? But yeah, that's kind of the big one. We see a huge demand. People are asking for USB-C with USB 3 extension, especially because a lot of these cameras and devices, right? You drop down to USB 2 and they lose their functionality. They lose all their AI capabilities, right? For the framing and the sensing and the whatever EPTZ functions they've got. So it becomes almost necessary to get your room to function these days. So we're excited to finally bring a solution to the market. And you know what? It's point to point. It's switchable too. Goes over our LAN again. So we're part of that AV over IP ecosystem and just pushing the target down the line here. Right.
That's cool. So I can see all this at icron.com, except for that last product, which will debut at Infocom. And that length, not on fiber, is pretty impressive. So I think that's what's going to be very popular because to do that affordably is what everybody's kind of looking for right now.
Exactly. 100 meters.
Most people don't need 1,000 feet, right? And most people are just going to need to go to the back of a room in an affordable way, right? Or a back of an auditorium in an affordable way.
Yeah, and this product's perfect for that. You know, you got your standard Cat 6A cable. If you have Cat 5E, it'll even work on that if you want to drop USB 3 support. So we do support even legacy cable connections on this product. So it's
very nice. Very nice. All right. So Central Hall 8949. Thomas, thanks for joining me. Yep. I really appreciate it. Make sure you stop by Analog Devices booth. And all of our coverage of Infocom will be at raypubs.com/Infocom. It's already there. We already have a bunch of articles there now, but we'll go by and shoot videos at Thomas's booth, and we'll make sure that we put those on our website within 24 hours. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and keep track of what we're doing for Infocom by going to raypubs.com/Infocom. Ray, Ray, Ray. With Ray.